The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms.
It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins, Guys Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. And once again, this week is no exception. Today, we're going to talk all about angels with Sue Elliott, my angel coach. We're going to talk about her book, also called My Angel Coach, Receiving Your Divine Guidance and Feeling the Angels' Love, 63 Messages to Support and Uplift You. It's a really fantastic book. We're going to have a very fun conversation because, you know, the angels are full of love. They're all around us at all times, and they can help you. All you have to do is ask. And that's what we're going to get into here on today's Guys Guys Radio. Sue was a regular business person like myself. She worked in the magazine business in Manhattan for many years, and she got the call from the angels intuitively to start helping people one-on-one. And she did, and she built a business on that in terms of doing angel readings. And the communication she's received from these angels has gotten stronger and stronger and more powerful and more helpful over the years. And she was guided to put together this beautiful book called My Angel Coach. And it's got 63 different messages and ways to work with the angels. And I think you're going to be delighted by Sue as well as our conversation, because we're just going to be here to help you make a good connection with your angels. And you know what? There's no downside of it. If you don't believe, you don't believe. If you're open and you do, I think you're going to get a lot of really interesting and helpful information from Sue as to how the angels work and how you can work with them on a not only just a daily basis, but on an hourly basis. You can ask them to help you in so many different areas, and that's what they're there to do. They're there to help us. And there's a certain way that is suggested for you to ask for their help. We're going to get into that, and we're going to get into specific areas that they will help us with, which turns out to be just about anything. So I think you're really going to enjoy our conversation with our special guest, first time on the show, Sue Elliott, my angel coach, right here on Guys Guys Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio, it is the interview portion of our show. Today we're going to talk about angels. It's one of my favorite subjects. I've had lots of folks in the metaphysical arena on the show, and I think people, they don't really think about angels enough. And angels are there to help us. So I have somebody who comes from a business background like I do, who's going to talk about angels. Her name is Sue Elliott. She's the author of this book, beautiful book, My Angel Coach. And it's a chronicles her real life experience receiving guidance from her angelic coach. Sue's work blends spirituality, personal growth, and practical life lessons. And the book is very practical and it's very user friendly. And it's beautiful. The pages are so nice. It's not just regular paper. It's like almost laminated, and you can keep it for a long time and refer to it in any chapter whenever you want. It offers readers a grounded way to understand how higher guidance can work in daily life. Welcome to Guys Guys Radio, Sue Elliott.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Well, I'm delighted you're here. Let's start at the beginning. What was happening in your life when you became aware of what you call your angel coach?
So it's actually a whole fleet of angels, and at the time, I was in a marriage that wasn't, the question that arose was, is this how it's supposed to be? Is this all there is? It wasn't bad. It just wasn't really fulfilling, right? It wasn't really a soul match. So one day I started hearing messages for other people, actually, and the angels would not stop talking until I delivered their messages. So they were training me over time as I got unmarried, as I call it, and moved up to the Napa Valley, which at the time was my idea of heaven. they began seating me at the bar at restaurants. I didn't know anybody up there. So I'd go sit at the bar at a restaurant and order an appetizer and a glass of wine. And inevitably, somebody would be sitting next to me who was going through some sort of major life decision. Do I stay in my marriage or leave my marriage? Do I stay in this job or change careers? And we would chat and we would share wine and we would have a grand old time. And by the time they were done, they would say, "Wow, I know exactly where I'm going now." And I would never see them again. I'm sure on some level the angels created these people to train me to do this work, which I did for about 20 years.
Wow, amazing. And the first time you had the voice in your head, so to speak, were you considering, oh, this is just monkey chatter in my mind, or did you know it was an angel?
So I was sitting at actually at a psychic fair with a group of women. We went every few months to this psychic fair at a little metaphysical bookstore. I was so not woo-woo at this point. I mean, I had been on a personal transformation journey for a long time, but I was actually a spokesperson for the automotive aftermarket at this point. So speaking of guys, right? I was hanging out at the
Okay.
SEMA show. I was talking about hot rod stuff, why you want to make your car perform better. And here I am sitting with this woman who says, "I can't afford blah, blah, blah." And angels were like, "Tell her never to say that again." And of course, I'm arguing with them. I'm like, I hardly know this woman. I'm not going to tell her that. They're like, "Tell her never to say I can't afford again." And finally, I'm like, "Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt the conversation, but apparently the angels want you to never use the phrase I can't afford ever again. They want you to live in abundance consciousness." And they said, "This is a block." And the woman was like, "Okay, fine." And not every message has been super well received. I mean, she was appreciative, but it started out like that. And then I'd be standing in, I used to be in publishing. So I was standing in one of my ad sales guys' offices. And people always told me their deepest, darkest secrets. I remember when I was, 21, I was standing in a bar and some woman I didn't know walked up, told me her secrets, went to the bathroom, and went back to her friends. I was like, "What just
What,
happened?"
you're one of those people that
I
people
am
feel
one of.
comfort they feel comfortable around you.
I think it's this like non-judgment zone energy, right? So yeah, I'm standing in his office. He's telling me his problems with his relationship, and the angels say, "Tell him to stand up, and we'll balance his chakras." I'm like, "We can do that?" I'm like, "Oh yeah." So he stood up. We cleared and balanced his chakras. He was like, "Wow, that was really cool. How long have you been doing that?" I'm like, "About 5 minutes."
So it sounds like that then words definitely have power. So our audience members, like, be careful what you say, like I can't, or talking about negative things, because it sounds like you will attract more of that to you. And the focus should be on positive things that have already happened, the abundance mindset. You can do this is great, and regardless of the current situation, because there's usually a lesson there, I would assume.
Well, and there's a both and there. So I'm so glad you took us here because the last magazine I created was called Law of Attraction, which is exactly what you were just talking about, right? Like when I'm joyful, I attract more things to feel joyful about and find joyful people all around me. And when I'm angry, I attract more things to feel angry about and see angry people everywhere. And there is absolutely truth to that. But the tendency in spiritual circles is to do some emotional and spiritual bypassing, right? I don't want to feel sad. I better like get myself happy right away. I gotta pivot. I gotta get on, a higher vibe. The angels and I actually share in the book and with all of our clients, we've shared a really different approach to emotions. So rather than making negative emotions bad and positive emotions good, it's really about receiving the message. So we like to treat emotions as messengers. I don't know if you saw the movie Inside Out, but if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's an animated movie, it's a kids' movie, but there are five emotions that live in this little girl's head. They call it headquarters. And they're each a different cute little cartoon character, and they each stay in character, right? Because disgust is always disgusted, and sadness is always sad, and joy is always joyful. And it talks about each emotion stepping up sort of to the microphone in her head and having it say. Well, we encourage people to look at their emotions that way too. When anxiety is showing up, yeah, you can try and squish her. You can try and push her away. No, I don't want to feel anxious. But she's just going to keep showing up until she delivers her message. And the moment we hear her and love the part of ourselves who feels anxious, right? Welcome that part as a messenger instead of trying to shoot the messenger, get the message. Then she can go back to the sandbox and play with all the other emotions until they have something to say. And it's this much gentler, more loving approach to how we're feeling in the moment. Because the part of us who feels that way has every right to feel that way. I don't want to shame her. I don't want to guilt her. I don't want to tell her, you're attracting terrible things into my life. Go
Right,
away.
right. So when you started first working with the angels, let me take a leap here and say, usually when we want to make the world better, we have to make ourselves better. Did you have to first work with the angels on your own situation, your personal situation, and before you could really feel that you were in a position to help others to the extent that you can now?
I love that question. I don't think anybody's ever asked me that question. So I've definitely been on a personal transformation journey since forever, I guess, right? I remember being really sensitive as a child, and I remember wishing I was more calloused, right? Wishing I could just go through life like most people, and that was clearly not my path. You'll find in the book that most of the examples are from my life because even now, after all these years of working with the angels, I still argue with them regularly and don't always follow their guidance. So there's a little bit of do as I say, not as I do every minute of every day. But I also get where you're coming from. And a lot of the work that I do on myself and that I've done with my clients has been proxy work. So it's work that we're doing on the collective consciousness on behalf of all of humanity. So there's this, dichotomy or both andness of being small, individuated Sue who gets upset when people do things and say things, and being vast, soul Sue who is here to help humanity rise up into a higher level of consciousness. And most of the things that I do are on both levels. Just like they are for all of us all the
Okay,
time.
fair enough. My special guest on Guys Guys Radio, Sue Elliott, the Angel Coach. The book is called My Angel Coach: Receive Your Divine Guidance and Feel the Angel's Love. 63 messages to support and uplift you. And tell us a little bit about the book. It's kind of like there's postcards in here. You don't have to read it cover to cover in order in sequence, but you could read it that way. That's how I started reading it. But I did flip through to come to what do I need to know? And I got unconditional love. And I figured that, well, that's always a good thing. And it's a really fun book to read, and it's a good looking book. And again, I love the pages where they're not just like dry paper. They have some substantiation, some type of a lacquer on them. It's a really good feeling book. You've got good energy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That was a perfect segue because the angels and I call these words and pictures that start off each chapter angel attunements. So we've attuned each of these to dissolve what we call gunk. So limiting beliefs, subconscious programming, rules that we made for ourselves when we were 2 years old that made perfect sense to a 2-year-old, but that are kind of getting in our way when we're in our 40s, 50s, 60s. The book is designed to be totally readable from front to back, like a normal book. And some people are telling me that they like to read one chapter a night as sort of a gentle, soothing way to go into sleep or start the day with it, like a daily practice. A lot of people are saying that they're using it like an angel card reading. So exactly what you were saying, what would you have me know? Or ask a more specific question and open up, let the book open to a random page. Or if you're on the digital version, right, you can receive a number and go to page 73 and see what's there for you.
Okay. I guess the question I think that most people would want me to ask is about who are which angels, or is it a collective? Because you don't say, Raphael for healing, or Gabrielle, or Michael, the highest level archangel. Is there any differentiation? Have you been contacted by any specific angels, or do you just deal with angels and the energy comes through? And when we work with angels, do we just say, hey, angels, I need this, help me out with this, no matter how mundane it is? Or do we specifically ask, like, oh, I hurt my leg playing softball, which I did. Should I ask Archangel Raphael, or should I just ask angels? Help me feel better. Help me heal.
Such a good question. So I don't work with the traditional angels that people know the names of. I work with a different team that's here to help humanity rise up in consciousness. So they're not newer angels, but different angels. I don't work with them by name, partly because their names are very complicated and not memorable, unlike Raphael. And I'm one of those people who's more, you all figure out who does what. I don't need to know that. Which is not to say, if you love knowing which angels do what, by all means, follow that path, follow that desire. Just not my thing. So for me, I delegate everything to the angels all day, every day, as much as I remember. There are moments when I don't. And the angels really want me to share that because you talked about asking them to do things for us. So first, there is nothing too small, there is nothing too big. Everything is doable. Angels are infinite beings. They can help everybody simultaneously. So you're not depriving somebody else if you ask for help, right? So please ask for everything. And there's a special delegation statement that they gave us that they want us to use. And it's thank you, angels, for taking care of, and you fill
Blank.
in the
Okay.
blank.
Thank you,
So
angels, for taking care of. Okay.
thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for taking care of my money. Thank you for taking care of my bills. Thank you for taking care of my boss. Whatever it is. And the reason we say it that way is when most people pray or ask for something, and this comes back to the, lack consciousness, abundance
Exactly. Right.
consciousness. They're coming from this place of, I need it, I want it, I don't have it. Thank you, angels, for taking care of acknowledges that they're already on it. They know what we want. They know what would surprise and delight us. They know everything that could serve and support us. And so when we delegate to them, when we say, thank you, angels, for taking care of, it's really reminding ourselves that they're on it and we can relax. And if you feel a little bit of relief, you know it's working.
Now, we all go through, we all have our struggles here in 3D land. And how do we work with the angels when we're faced with challenges and de defeats sometimes, as we are? Usually there's a message in it that we have to learn, but what's the best way for people to deal with the trials and tribulations and the successes and also, quote unquote, I'm going to say failures, just for lack of a better word, even though out of failure, there is a success in there. So, how do we deal with the challenges that we have as 3D in this 3D life right now, even though we're rising up to four and some of us are there and we're reaching to five? But a lot of the way the structure is set up for us is 3D and keep us down. What's the best way for people to deal with that? And how do the angels advise you to advise people in terms of facing challenges?
So first, keep asking for help, right? So thank you, angels, for taking care of whatever it is that's bothering me. Find the words when you're doing it that you do feel some relief. So usually for me, that means going more general, right? So thank you for taking care of the 12 bills that I can't pay by Tuesday. Probably doesn't bring me a lot of relief, but thank you for taking care of money. Feels a little lighter. I'm like, oh, yeah, angels can take care of money. Right. Thank you for bringing me resources from in surprising and delightful ways. Surprise and delight me is actually one of the best things you can ever say to the angels. Angels, surprise and delight me. They will bring you things in ways you couldn't even imagine. And be gentle with yourself. So the first thing the angels really want to say is when you're feeling inner turbulence, right? Anything other than inner harmony, we just call turbulence. We don't have to identify it necessarily. When you're feeling inner turbulence, be gentle with yourself. Give yourself a timeout. There's a technique called havening that's stroking your arms from shoulder down to elbow. It's very soothing to the nervous system.
I like it.
Yeah, it feels like you're getting a little hug. It gives me goosebumps. Talk to yourself, gentle self-talk. Oh, honey, I know you're scared right now. I know you're worried. If you are worried, greet worry. Hi, worry. What would you like me to know? Worry is your messenger. Worry, what's the message? So be with yourself in that really gentle, loving way, like the perfect parent that we all wish we had, right? Some of us were fortunate to have really wonderful parents, some people not so much. And ask the angels to soothe you as well, right? They're with you. They will bring you a song that will soothe you. The other thing we can do is really express the emotions we're feeling. So, in addition to greeting our emotions as a messenger and getting the message, sometimes we just need to get it out of our system, right? If you've got a lot of anger going on, I like to play Judas Priest and dance around. And I promise you, by the third song, I am feeling so much better. I am laughing. If you're feeling really sad, listen to music that makes you cry, watch Terms of Endearment, Steel Magnolias, anything that works for you.
So lean into it rather than avoid.
Exactly. That pushing it away is that shaming and guilting of that part of yourself, right? The suppression, and it just comes back somewhere else. It's not that the emotions are going to go away. And the really beautiful and magical thing about leaning into them is that they dissipate really quickly. Now, sometimes we've got a lot of stuck emotion in our system from maybe years of not allowing ourselves to be angry. But I promise you, dancing around, tearing up junk mail, whatever works for you to get that out, piling pillows on the bed and pounding them until your arms are tired, is so cathartic and gives your body that release of that stuck energy that will literally make symptoms go away.
Now, some people like to give me a sign or tell me my loved one's nearby or something like that. Is that the right thing to do, or is this necessary, or is this something that angels understand, so maybe they'll put a feather on your path or something like that?
Absolutely. Angels love to deliver signs. And the signs are usually very specific to the person, right? So maybe before somebody passes, my mom decided that she would come back to me as a dragonfly. So I see dragonflies in the most unlikely places. I was furniture shopping, and one followed me through this whole warehouse looking at furniture one day. She just wanted to be with me, and she loves shopping. Other signs might be those angel numbers, right? You look at the clock and it's 222 or it's 444. Sometimes they're as simple as we're with you and we love you and we're reminding you to delegate to us, right? We're tapping you on the shoulder gently. Sometimes you're holding a question and they're bringing you an answer in the form of a sign. So if you're wondering, do I go on a date with this person and a butterfly lands on their head? That's probably a yes, right?
So, the way you're dealing with your angels, and they're kind of, it sounds like a collective, for lack of a better word. Will other people, when they're asking, working with their angels, will it be that same group? Is there a specific group to here to help humanity, or is that, or are there pockets of different groups that channel through some people, etc.?
That is a great question. So, some people really have a relationship with one angel. I have a friend who is very close to Archangel Michael, and that's who she works with. People like me work with legions of angels, and whoever is appropriate to that person, including their loved ones who've passed, will often show up to help. So, I may be working with a client, and their, deceased child will show up to deliver a message. And often, something that is so unexpected, but so beautiful that it brings tears and healing and reassurance.
Sue Elliott, my special guest on Guys Radio. The book is My Angel Coach: Receive Your Divine Guidance and Feel the Angels' Love. 63 messages to support and uplift you. Again, the book feels like a magazine inside. The texture on the pages is wonderful. It's very colorful, and it's easy to read in a good way. And it's charged with a positive vibration. Just every time I pick it up, I feel good. So, tell us about the 63 messages. How did you land on 63? And did the angels help you choose those?
Absolutely. So I would have liked, 111 messages would have been so nice, but no. 111 messages was about where we started, actually. And to get really practical in 3D for a moment, it made the book too expensive, too many pages. And so we pulled out everything that felt very metaphysical. I love that you said it felt practical because that's where I come from, right? My background is working on hands-on how-to car magazines, right? How to rebuild your first engine, how to make really complicated material very approachable and actionable. And so that's what this book turned out to be. We split things off into sort of bite-sized morsels, and yet One of my friends who's a coach said the other day, I was reading your book about, and I had been working with a client and we were struggling with acceptance and, surrender. And then I get to your book and you distill all that down into 3 pages. She's like, we were so lost and confused at the middle of that. I'm like, well, the angels are very good at making things simple. And there were a lot of times where I was trying to cram too many things into one chapter, and they said, no, this needs to be 2 chapters. So they were very much involved in what do we say? What examples do we use? What pictures have the right energy? And I'm so appreciative that you feel it when you pick up the book.
Yes, absolutely.
We joke that you literally could put this under your pillow and receive all the benefit from the book. It's just more fun to actually read it.
So, how about our relationship with animals? A lot of people ask about, what they're in a different, are they in the same frequency? What do they know that we don't know? I had a cat. We had her for 15 years. She went with us from New York to San Diego up the coast, and then one night she just left, and she got outside and she got taken by coyotes. I was heartbroken, but I kind of had felt that she was it was like her time, and she just went out, and that was it. Is this part of how animals behave? What do your angels say about animals?
Yes. Oh, so many goosebumps. So yes, to that was her time. And so she chose a path of least resistance. The same with animals who run in front of cars, right? They know it's going to be fast and it's going to be, it's less scary than a lot of other options. Many animals are angels. Some are star seeds who come to help people. Some are helping on a physical level. So we've heard about animals who can notify when there's going to be a seizure or when there's some sort of cancer in someone. Many animals are there to help people do their work. So most of my friends who do coaching and healing and, energy work have animals who show up to help in sessions. So yes, animals know a lot of things that we don't. And it's so cute that a lot of humans think animals are dumb creatures when they've come to do so much to help humanity. I love golden retrievers. My mom always called them Goldie Good Dogs. And I have a very prominent inner golden retriever who's enthusiastic and loves everybody. And they're such palpable examples of unconditional love. So animals definitely come to bring us love, comfort, healing.
Now, when you work with people, Sue, let's talk a little bit about your gifts. You're talking about when you work with a client and sometimes somebody who's passed shows up. Do you see them? Do you feel them? Do their pets show up, et cetera? How do you work? What are your gifts that have opened up since you've started working with angels?
Oh gosh. So I see a little bit less than I hear and sense. So very clairsentient, right? So I'll feel energy moving. I will feel what's going on in somebody else's body. So I may feel that they just got choked up or feel that something what is happening in their gut. The angels have had me do all kinds of healing work, cutting energetic cords, pulling out the debris, right? The emotional debris, the belief systems. I do see movies sometimes. They show me little, like, short scenes of what's going to happen in the future or why a particular thing happened. So it's the work that I've done has become a combination of life and business coaching, right? Often the angels tell me questions to ask or stories to tell or examples to use. And energy healing and delivering specific guidance. So sometimes a session feels like it's just channeled. And by the end, I'm like, well, that was delicious. I have no idea what I said, but it sure felt good.
All right, well, let's have a little fun. I'm going to flip through the book. I'm going to ask the angels, what is it, what would be a message that would be very appropriate to help me right now? And I'm going to flip through. I'm going to stop right here, and it says, feel your way forward. Chapter 28. The angels are always calling you forward. You get to follow the energy. Talk to us about that.
I love it. So most of us have been taught, and especially those of us with a business background, I went to an Ivy League school. I was taught to figure things out between my ears. Maybe make lists of pros and cons, maybe journal a little bit about it. But basically, it was a mental process. Planning, breaking things down, right? Goal setting, all that mindset, even in the coaching space, the angels are asking us to navigate life very differently now. So rather than thinking about things and trying to make rational, logical decisions the way we were rewarded for all of our lives, they're asking us to take a step and feel. Do I feel run the other way? That's your guidance. Do I feel something's a little off about this? Tune in. Maybe it's a little to the left, a little to the right, maybe not yet. So they're asking us to navigate life by asking them for guidance. So really, it's our divine guidance that the angels deliver as ambassadors of the divine, hands and hearts and minds of the divine. And so more and more, they're asking us to ask a question, receive the guidance, take the step. Simple three-step process, right? Now, if you're feeling turbulent in the moment, if you're feeling really trauma triggered in the moment, first soothe yourself. Because your guidance when you're in that fight or flight space is different from your guidance when you're wondering which restaurant to go to tonight, right? So come back to your center, be gentle with yourself. If you need to take a nap, take a nap. I promise you, you can get more done in 5 minutes of being connected and receiving your guidance and taking that inspired action than you can in 5 weeks of motivated action where you're pushing yourself to do your to-do list.
So what should let's use this instance again. So feel your way forward. If I'm getting, how do I keep myself open and aware of messages I may be getting in terms of the feeling my way forward process via the angels' participation in that?
Great question. So, some things, when I think about them or somebody says them or I contemplate doing something, I literally feel myself contracting, right? I almost want to curl up into a fetal position or go back under the bed, pull the covers over my head. Some things I really feel myself opening up. So, contract or expand is a way that you can feel a yes or a no for you, a go this way or a go the other way. Yummy or yucky. If you've ever fed a toddler, you know that yucky is hardwired into them and it just. So if you feel yummy, that's a yes. If you're getting yucky, that's a no. Light and heavy, right? Did something just lighten the load? Like you felt relief, or even the room got brighter, colors got brighter? Or did it just feel like, oh, the weight of the world is on my shoulders now? So these are signs all day, every day. And we have a lot of messages, a lot of sayings in our language, right? I feel like he stabbed me in the back, or that took the wind out of my sails, or that broke my heart, or ooh, that gave me goosebumps. Like, so noticing those things, noticing when before your mind has a chance to engage, you went, ooh, yay. Like, these are literally your guidance coming through.
So on a daily basis, how often do you communicate with your angel? This is on day, this is like an on day, all day, excuse me, dialogue with them. Every step of the way, or do you tap in when you feel like tapping in and you kind of shut down or shut off or when you want? Do you have them incorporated and participating with you at all times, or do you call them in at certain times?
Well, they're always with us, right? The only difference is how aware we are of them being with us or not. And certainly, depending on what we're doing, there's more or fewer. It depends based on their interests and their expertise, let's say. So some days I am calling them in every 5 minutes, and those tend to be the days that feel a little bit rockier and more turbulent. On the days where I am in flow, it's more simultaneous, right? The asking and the receiving of the answer just happens sort of automatically in flow. So there are days where I don't consciously engage with them, but I am engaged with them all day long. So I'm not sure if that's a helpful answer, but
Yes,
that's.
it is. Yes, it is. I think the main thing is that people need to understand is that the angels welcome us asking for their help. It's not like we're bothering them, like, oh, you again, or something that seems mundane, like I can't find my keys. They are there for all of these things. Is that correct? So
Absolutely, absolutely. So when you can't find your keys, they are jumping up and down, pointing at your keys. And when you ask them where the keys are, they have permission now, because we're on a free will planet, to actually knock your keys off the table so you find them in the middle of the room. And they can do that, right? Things will materialize and dematerialize based on the energy that we're in also. So when I'm running around like a crazy person going, I can't find my keys, I can't find my keys, I'm going to be late, you know, the sky is falling. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to see things right in front of you. But when I get into that space of, okay, angels, surprise and delight me, where did I put my keys? You can open your eyes and they'll be right on the table in front of you.
Okay.
So they will do magic and miracles mm-hmm. of any magnitude every day for you.
Now, when you're out, so you're in the supermarket and standing online or whatever it is, do you pick up vibes from other people like, oh my God, this couple is, you know, they're going to get a divorce and this person has cancer. And do you shut that? Do you turn that down? If so?
I don't get those kind of insights typically. Mm-hmm. But I am an empath, probably like a lot of your listeners. And so I will feel other people's stuff. So I may be walking around feeling great. And then all of a sudden I feel really sad. And it actually wasn't my sadness. It belonged to somebody else. So one of the chapters in the book is called, Is It Mine?
Mm-hmm.
And if I ask, is it mine? And I feel lighter, it wasn't. And then I can just return it to love. Oh, thank you, angels, for taking care of that person, whoever sadness that was. Thank you for blessing them.
Okay. Let's try a little something. I know I kind of pulled out a chapter in the book based on what I just kind of scrolled through, but maybe you can give me like a mini reading based on your gift and also working with your angels. What do I need to know?
So the angels want you and everybody listening to know that you are so loved. There is nothing that you've ever done in this or any other lifetime that could make them not love you. There's a reason that you were drawn to the unconditional love chapter. And in fact, this whole book has been attuned to feel like unconditional love to remind us of the truth of who we are and how we are invited to show up every day. And the angels want to emphasize that being unconditional love is not being a doormat. It is not self-sacrificing. It has to start with unconditional love for ourselves first. Because when we are unconditional love for ourselves first, we don't lash out in anger. We're not hangry and grumpy. We're not needy and desperate or seeking validation or approval. We're not at the mercy of others. When we see and love ourselves, and there are times when it just takes an instant to do the shift, and there are times when it may take a day or two or three, depending on how triggered we are and how deep that wound still is. But when we take the time to be love for ourselves first and come from there, then we're really being the change. Because when I say no thank you to you from the energy of divine unconditional love, it feels very different. It has a very different energy than when I'm being reactive. And going, no, hell no, oh, get the hell away from me, mm-hmm. is a very different energy from I see you, I hear you. No, this is not a match for right now. Or maybe this is not a match for this lifetime. But when I come from my own power and potency, I can be with you in a very compassionate way. I'm not being reactive. I'm not pushing against you. I'm not terrified of you. And I can see that people only really say two things to us all day, every day. If we distill everything down to its essence, people are saying, I love you, which might sound more like, hey, how's it going? Or, mm-hmm. you know, let's go to lunch tomorrow. People also say, I'm scared, please love me, which might sound like, how could you do that? What's wrong with you?
Right.
Right? Because when people are scared, they're trying to control things. They're trying to make everything safe for themselves on usually a very subconscious level. But when we move through the world being love for ourselves and seeing others as saying, I love you, or I'm scared, please love me, we're able to be compassion in action. And this is how we co-create a world that really is a 5D reality. 5D reality is an immersive experience of being in unconditional love, living from our divine guidance 100% of the time. 4D is this transitional space we're in now where we have to remember to ask for guidance, and it's a little bit more removed. You know, in 3D, we felt like we were part of the movie, and that's all there was. In 4D, we can step out of the movie, witness what's going on, choose differently. And in 5D, we're back to immersion in the flow of life. We're not pushing against the river. We're not paddling as hard as we can upstream. We're not even paddling as hard as we can downstream. We're going with the flow. And there's so much leverage in that. There's so much potency in allowing ourselves to be guided and called forward and surprised and delighted all along the way.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Sue. Thank you, angels, for that. It sounds like, you know, we were going through some turbulent times, but it sounds like, based on what I'm hearing from the angels, is that things are going to kind of get better, maybe get a little worse first, but ultimately get better in a relatively short period of time, could be a few years, but sounds like even though it's so choppy now, we are on a path that's inevitable towards a better way. Is that true? Is that what
absolutely.
They're saying?
That is what we're saying. And it happens one person, one interaction at a time. That the powers that be would have you believe that you were small and powerless and you can't make a difference and your vote doesn't even matter anymore. Mm-hmm. What matters is how you show up for yourself and for others every minute of every day. We are in our being love and divine and conditional love. We're creating a collective consciousness at a much higher frequency. We're creating that 5D collective consciousness. There are enough of us on the planet now who are doing this work, who came to do this to be peace or to be joy or calm, who have gotten us past the tipping point. Humanity is definitely going to make the leap this time. And we're just seeing a lot of what has been happening for a very long time. So if you can remember that darkness comes into the light and then it's not dark anymore. That's what's happening on a level that it may not serve you to look at too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of dark stuff there, but good stuff. Sue Elliott, my special guest, Guys Radio, my angel coach, receive your divine guidance and feel the angel's love. 63 messages to support and uplift you. It's amazing. And the book is the type of book where, because it's so well produced, that you can just refer to this for years and years and just pick up a chapter at a time. And it's really, again, just holding it as positive energy. So thank you for the work you're doing, Sue. Thank you, angels, for taking care of our show today and so many more in the future. And thank you, Sue Elliott, for being my guest on Guys Radio. We'll have you back at some point soon.
Wonderful. Much love.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Alrighty, what a fantastic and fun conversation with Sue Elliott and her angels. You know, it's interesting what Sue was talking about is she doesn't work specifically with a specific angel, if you will, like a Michael or a Raphael or a Gabriel. She works with a type of collective, I guess, of angel energy, and it works. So there's many different ways of working with Source. There's many different ways of working with very high frequency energy, and just if you're open to it, good things can happen. I think the biggest takeaway from our conversation was the angels love you unconditionally, and they're all around you, and they're here to help. Now, if you believe, this is really good news. If you don't, you don't. That's your call. What we do here on Guys Radio, I bring you information that I think could be helpful, and then you determine if you want to use it or not. And if you do, fantastic. We give you the resources, and we point you to where you can learn more about the subjects we discuss on the show. And if you're not interested, that's cool, too. It's up to you, but our job and my job is to bring you guests that hopefully can help out if you're open to it. But you got to be open. That's one thing I would ask. Just keep an open mind if you watch or listen to the show, because that's what we're all about. We have so many different topics that we cover here. Now, it's interesting that after the show, I was talking with Sue, and she connected me to the angels, and they talked through her. And I asked her about, I joined a senior softball league, and I've been playing a lot, and I'm a good athlete, and I'm a good ball player, but I keep getting injuries on my legs. And I never was one to ever get injured in sports, but I've gotten a little groin pull, quad pull, hamstring pull. I got hit in the foot, like a real rocket shot off my instep. And I'm wondering, should I really, maybe this source is telling me this isn't for you. But according to the angels, they said, no, it's just some inflammation. You got to work through it and hang in there. And actually, if you're worried about you're too old for softball, your playing softball, for me specifically, is going to keep me younger. And that was all I really needed to hear, and it was a very pleasant surprise. But the good news is we can contact and communicate with the angels every day and every hour, and simply say in advance, thank you, angels, for helping me with X, whatever it is. So your perspective is one from it's happening. Keep that in mind, folks, and do your stuff. Try it out. Work with your angels. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Guys Guys Radio on UK Health Radio. We're back next week with another great show. And until then, like I always say, guys, finish first.